We're doing the Chafetz Chaim, we're up to the introduction. The Chafetz Chaim has been enumerating the different commandments one could transgress when saying Lashon Hara. Obviously, there's the general commandment that prohibits us from speaking Lashon Hara, but in different circumstances, one can transgress more than just that commandment. And so, we're on page Mem Vav by the letter Yud. V'imu achiv gadol, what if it's his older brother? O ba'al imo, or if it's his stepdad, or eshet aviv, or his stepmom. Over gam ken al mitzvat asei dechibud, so he is also in transgression of the commandment to honor them. Ditrabu meribuya divet, because the Torah says, kabed et avicha, honor your father, but there's an added word, which I don't think you can translate in English, et avicha. Et is like the equivalent would be the parent that is your father. It is like the father. Honor the, your father. In English, we don't have that grammatically. So every time you have the word it, our sages had a tradition that it's coming to encompass something beyond what's being said. The parent that's called your father. Why did it say the parent that's called your father? To encompass another parent, another person other than your father, the one that he's married, his wife, the stepmom. And then it says, et imecha, and the mother. What's the mother? To add the mother and the one she's joined, the stepdad. As the Talmud says in Tractate Ksubos, v'chol shekein chas v'chalila l'aviv v'imo mamash. And certainly if a person says Lashon Hara about his parents, not his step-parents, so, divadai v'al mitzvat ased kibud avim, he's certainly in transgression of the mitzvah to honor one's parents. Milvat kol zeh v'gam ken alaru machle aviv v'imo ha'shem yishmereihu. Aside from that, there's a curse that's said in the Torah. Cursed is he who derides his father or mother. And that's even with a look. You know, your parents will say something, and you go, sort of look like, what do they know? So that's even a look can give the impression that one looks down at one's parents. And that's what the verse, makle aviv v'imo, he who shames, he who derides his parents. So that's another commandment beyond the commandment to honor, to have respect of one's parents. So that's why Lashon Hara about one's parents would be a transgression of those two commandments, honoring and not to deride one's own parents.